lot of work to do at the lab and didn't want to be here. Parties weren't her thing. Give her a good book on the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, challenge her to a heated debate on quantum physics, but please don't ask her to dance. She couldn't leave, though. She'd promised her father she'd stay for the entire evening. He'd told her that Keith Bodine, the local plant manager, was looking forward to seeing her. She didn't return Keith's interest, but her father hoped someday she would. Besides, April was the only one who could keep some semblance of peace between her parents. Sometimes she hated being an only child.
"I guess we're going to be treated to another family fight," someone else in the crowd whispered loudly, obviously unaware that April was standing so close.
April leaned to the left in time to see her father turn his head in her mother's direction, at which point his eyes nearly popped out of his head. His girlfriend, Regina Parks, stood beside him, but that didn't seem to matter. His face darkened to an unhealthy shade of maroon, and he started tearing through the crowd as if he'd strangle his estranged wife. April abandoned the safety of her dark corner and intercepted her father before he could reach Claire and her muscle-bound date.
"Dad, wait!"
Bringing him to a stop by clutching his arm, she continued to hold on to him just in case getting his hands around Claire's neck had really occurred to him. Since her mother had moved in with her several weeks ago, violence had certainly crossed April's mind once or twice. Like yesterday, when she'd come home to her small house at Redondo Beach to find that her mother had rearranged all her furniture. Her father looked at her, but April wasn't sure he saw her. He was too intent on yanking free, muttering, "How dare she?" April struggled to retain her hold.
"Hang on, Dad. You two have been going through a lot of changes lately," she said, trying to stave off the worst of his anger. "You've barely started divorce proceedings. She'll settle down soon."
At least April hoped she would. Her mother's recent talk about getting breast implants wasn't a good sign. But April was trying to be optimistic.
"Let's not make a scene, okay, Daddy?"
"Not make a scene!" he bellowed.
Everyone within 20 feet turned to stare.
"She's already made a scene! My God, there's not a man here who isn't stepping on his tongue. Who invited her anyway?"
"She owns half the company, remember?" April said softly.
"Like hell she does!"
Walt's booming voice finally reached Claire. As she glanced their way, a hurt expression flitted through her eyes. But she blinked, raised her chin, and pulled her young date onto the dance floor. April's father watched with a menacing scowl.
"Whether or not she owns part of my company isn't decided yet," he said. "I've got ways to avoid that. Look how she's behaving. I won't risk some gigolo like that someday staking claim to Ashton Automotive."
In April's opinion, her father hadn't behaved much better lately. He'd chosen someone a little closer to his own age to date. Commendable. And his barrel chest was, thankfully, well covered. Also commendable. But as her mother was so fond of pointing out, he was the one who'd had the affair that started the whole thing. Regina, the woman who'd tempted her father away, smiled patiently at April while patting her father's other arm.
"Calm down, Wally Wu," she said. "You know you have to be careful about your blood pressure. I'm going to have a heck of a time working the stress out of your poor muscles tonight."
Wally Wu? Judging by Regina's tone, she was offering much more than a standard massage. April grimaced as a mental picture she did not want to see flashed across her mind. And she thought longingly of her lab and the clear logic and predictability of all that prevailed there.
"She's making a fool out of me," her father replied. "She..."
April never found out what he was going to say next, because a tall man approached, effectively interrupting his tirade.